to the show Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. And guess what? Hey, I'm in Chicago today, and I want to invite you into my back office. I'm here with a bunch of other really incredible entrepreneurs, people who made a decision in their lives to play big, stop playing the corporate drone, stop giving up their dreams to somebody else, and just decide to play big. I mean, there's a lot of people who have come to this, to come to this event, because they want to grow and they want to stretch, and stretch they have. You know what I'm interested in doing while I'm here? Is finding out as many stories as I possibly can about as many people as I possibly can about how they had to stretch to make a big decision in their lives. How to make a decision that's going to pay off for their business, whatever it may be. It really doesn't matter what it is. It just matters why it is and why they're doing it. As a matter of fact, I was just in the elevator, and I actually met a man who's a quadriplegic. Awesome guy, he's a quadriplegic, and he made a decision that he was going to own his own business and profit from it. I know another guy. His name is Ron. Guess what? Ron made $10,000 in the last weekend. $10,000 in the last weekend. And he can work from wherever he wants to as long as he has an internet connection, because he's a business owner and he can manage whatever he needs to do from the comfort of a computer. And then when he decides that he wants to get out into the world and do whatever he wants, all he has to do is come to awesome events like this and connect with other entrepreneurs and really just see how real this is and see how many people are having success when they decide to play big. I mean, he's 70 years old. Do you know how many people are going to tell him that he could do something like that and make $10,000 in one weekend? How many people are going to tell him that that's possible? Well, I am. I'm going to tell Ron, yes, he can do it. But guess what? Ron doesn't need me to tell him that he can do it, because he can tell himself. He's a big boy. He's got big boy pants on. He can tell himself that he can earn that kind of money whenever he wants, at the snap of a finger. I know another guy. His name's Dave. And not too long ago, you know, about 5 years ago, Dave was in a position where he was literally sniffing heroin off of toilet seats. That's how desperate he was. Looking for, dropped a little bit on toilet seat, and he was scraping it off of the toilet seat. You know how low a person must be inside to do something like that. How low they must be. And could you imagine that this man, this entrepreneur, Dave, makes millions of dollars every single month. He makes millions every single month. There's nothing, he doesn't even have to flinch at it. It just happens, whether he does anything or not, because he's a business owner. And he made that decision to play big. So obviously what I'm getting at here is the decision to play big and to go all out, my friends. That's what it's all about. If you know what you want, you just go after it big time. And you're just like a flame, and you just let anything that comes your way, that just use it as fuel. Positive, negative, it does not matter. You are a single focus. You are a single focus, and it does not matter what anything else outside of you is. You simply use it as fuel. And that's what these guys have done. That's what this gentleman, this quadriplegic gentleman, that's what he's done. That's what Ron, the 70-year-old man who just earned $10,000 in a weekend, has done. And that's what Dave, the former hardcore drug addict, has done. Quick word from our sponsors. Today's show is actually sponsored by ProsperYourPassion.com. And ProsperYourPassion.com is the exact same organization that is putting on the event that I am attending this weekend. So again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com. If you want to get plugged in with people who are making moves in their lives, people who are spending more time with their family and running their own businesses without having to think about it, then just go over to ProsperYourPassion.com, submit your information, and somebody will be in touch with you. Again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com. Now, let's just continue, because the amazing stories, they just never stop, do they? This next story, another person who's here with me, her name is Neve. And Neve is fascinating to me because I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I have my beautiful partner Rachel as a stay-at-home mom with our son and our soon-to-be-born child. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. And, you know, we struggled for a little while with me working kind of dead-end jobs that had a ceiling on them and that I didn't enjoy because they were like 12-hour shifts in the middle of the night. You can understand. And Neve's kind of similarly. She's always aspired to be a stay-at-home mom. She worked at Starbucks for a long time as a manager, just climbed her way up, but wasn't making the kind of money that she really wanted to or that she needed to in order to stay at home with her family and just enjoy life, right? Just to play at home with your child. What do you have to ask for that? So she's literally been trying to run a successful business for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years maybe. She's failed, maybe had a little bit of success, failed, and now she's just knocking the cover off of the ball. I think that consistently she's making at least $10,000 to $12,000 per month in her own business. And she just recently was able to take her whole family, retire her husband, take her whole family from Ireland, where they were living, and to California, and I think they're going to move back to Ireland. But the moral of this story is Neve just decided to make a decision, and she stuck with it for 5, 6, 7 years, even when she wasn't having the success that she wanted to, because she saw the potential of waiting that time period of keeping focused and making it work for her in that time period versus 40 years of working a job and then when you retire not having the kind of benefits that you need to live the kind of lifestyle you might want. And besides the fact that there's no real security in having a job, the security comes when you decide to develop yourself and your own business savvy so that it doesn't matter what the market's doing. It has nothing to do with your success, because your success at that point has been completely determined by the dedication that you put forth to running your own business and developing your own skill set, your own passions, and your own talents. And that is just what Neve did. Another story, and I can totally relate to this one as well, is actually my good buddy Christian. And Christian, kind of similar to myself, kind of similar to Neve, always wanted to be a stay-at-home dad. He was initially going to law school when he saw exactly what it meant to run his own business and what that would mean if he ever wanted to have a family and just to have freedom of movement and decision in his life. But it wasn't always easy for him. It wasn't always buttercups and roses. He actually, at one point, him and his wife were so broke that they decided to split up. They love each other, and they did then too, but they decided to split up, and she took the kids and moved out west to live with her mom, and he stayed where they were living. I forget, I think it was Utah maybe, and just couch surfed. I don't know if you guys have heard of couchsurfing.com. He was just on couch surfing from night to night, not knowing where he was going to sleep, from day to day, not knowing what he was going to eat. And that's what he did. But he continued to work his business. This is a digital age where all you need is a laptop, all you need is a computer in order to find success and actually own your own business. And, you know, I was actually eating with him last night. We had a lot of laughs. Talked about Bigfoot and Sasquatch. Another friend who was there, Dan, he literally, I'm not messing with you, I'm not joking, he literally wrestled grizzly bears. They were declawed, and the eye teeth were taken out, so, but still, you know, it's a 700-pound bear. We were laughing about all of that kind of stuff. We talked about poisonous snakes. We just had a really great time and let things roll. But just to see Christian, who had struggled so much, just be so relaxed and so at peace because of what he had come through and the success that he ultimately found in his business. I think that he made $23,000 in 1 month, last month, you know, and it's just continuing to grow. So this is examples of what it takes and the reality of it. It's not just a phrase to say, you know, stick with it, stick to itiveness, commitment, making a big decision. Those are not simply buzzwords. Those are true words that you could put in a holy text and apply to your life to see real results and real changes. And the people that I've talked to you about today are just a couple. They're just a few of the many that I could talk to you about, and they made it happen through the difficulties that they faced, through the adversity. They had commitment and dedication. They made a big decision, and that's exciting, isn't it? Isn't it exciting when you make a big decision? It's actually easier to succeed when you make a big decision, because you have way more motivation because of the excitement. Let's say if you say, okay, I'm gonna go out and look for a job. What's gonna hire me? Maybe I can go become a janitor. I could go work at McDonald's. That's not exciting, is it? Does that excite you? It doesn't excite me. And so that's actually gonna be way more difficult to be successful in. But if you tell me, Jason, go make $1 billion. That's a big idea, and that makes me freaking excited. And so I'm going to make that happen. And that's the truth, folks. That is the truth. So set your goals high, make big decisions, and you are far more likely to succeed. Actually, it's inevitable. It's an inevitability that you will succeed if and when you make a big decision. So, once again, today's show is sponsored by ProsperYourPassion.com, making your dreams a reality. And ProsperYourPassion.com is sponsoring this event where these folks that I've been talking to you about are a part of here with me, an entrepreneurial community. Again, ProsperYourPassion.com. All right, this is Jason Bornstein. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. This is Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. Over and out.